You are now listening to The Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Reason Wafawaroa, who was at the helm of the National Youth Service for 4 years. Thank you so very much for joining me today on the program.
Thank you, Tatenda.
Let's talk about the National Youth Service. What was the objective of having this National Youth Service?
There were quite a number of things that we looked at before the National Youth Service program started. And I must say, the phase that we saw between 2001 and 2006, thereabout, was not the first initiative that the country did in regards to the National Youth Service. First of all, we have the National Service Act of 1978, and that was put in place by the colonial regime of Ian Smith to try and mobilize young people for compulsory military service because they could not gather enough volunteers to join the army to fight the armed forces that were on the other side, the liberation war fighters. So we had that kind of national service in the country, which people commonly called call up. So you would be called up to join either the police force or the military. And we saw a lot of young black people who were mainly in the urban areas being called up for what they called national service. So that became part of our legislation and an act that was in place. And then after independence, the Minister of Political Affairs at one point appointed Brigadier Tambara. He was appointed to start the National Service Center. They had stocked uniforms and stuff like that in their thousands and thousands. But for some reason, the program could not continue as well under Brigadier Tambara. So what happened in 2000, there were a number of issues that I think prompted people to look at what was happening. The political landscape then was that we had the land program on one hand, and the power of war veterans in that program and their influence in that program was also a factor. We had the rise of the opposition.
How did this political landscape play a part in the youth service upon its revival?
It was realized that there was a disconnect between the generation that was rising in the country and the ruling party, so to speak. To some, this disconnect meant a departure from the liberation legacy and its objectives. It meant people looking down upon the history of the liberation itself. It meant people looking down upon things like the National Hero Circle, just the liberation legacy in general. It meant self-denial to many people to say, if we are not going to understand the foundation of what we call Zimbabwe and depart from it and deny it and say, I have nothing to do with it, then we become vulnerable to external forces that may take advantage of that kind of disconnect.
Without all that influence, which we will get back to, what was the approach that the youth service wanted to put through to young Zimbabweans?
It was founded on four pillars, and the four pillars included patriotism, they included unity, and they included nationhood, as well as entrepreneurship. So you want a self-reliant, responsible citizen who is patriotic, who puts the national unity of Zimbabwe ahead of his personal interests, his individual interests, who puts the security of the country ahead of his personal interests, who seeks freedom, happiness, and prosperity for the country collectively with all others ahead of personal interests. So we put all that in the concept paper, and that was the premises upon which the National Youth Service was introduced to us. It was supposed to be a revival of what people like Brigadier Mtambara had tried to do, and somehow it not come to fruition. So that's how the program started, and those were the objectives that were there. So we basically came up with a plan where national training centers would be established, and then the approach was to have the program handled not only by the ministry, but by everybody else that mattered in the program.
Join me next week as I continue my conversations with Reason Wafawaroa, who was at the helm of the National Youth Service, as we delve into the controversy that surrounded the National Youth Service.
We had issues that were happening politically at that particular time. There was no distinction between, no clear distinction between the National Youth Service trainees and the Youth Brigade. As some of you would know, or might not know, the ZANU-PF has always had Youth Brigades.
This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.